Kevin, if you want to start bantering, out of banter,
just a little bit further away. A little bit closer.
I really always enjoy bantering. Hello there.
Hi there. Thank you for deciding to join us today. Welcome to Know It All with Tay and Kay. I'm Tay.
I'm Kay.
And, well, you know, Kevin and I really fixed ourselves a large plate when we decided to make a podcast which, over time, would communicate all of the information that exists.
This is only possible by intelligently designing a system of categories with which to organize the information.
So this week, we open a new folder of information with the first part in our 51-part series to inform you of everything you need to know about each of the United States.
Over the last few months, I have crafted a lottery mechanism.
Beautiful.
I have 51 pieces of glass, each with a state's name written on it, suspended from a large electric tie rack, essentially. Taylor will blindfold me, turn on the tie rack, and I will swing a ball-peen hammer wildly, and the first sheet of glass I shatter will contain the name of the state we will investigate.
Needless to say, the device works perfect.
And we will kick off our 51-part series with...
Idaho.
Huh?
Idaho. Did you forget?
No.
You just spaced out there.
I did?
You okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. We were talking about the little town on the prairie known as Idaho.
Idaho.
Yep. Idaho.
Idaho. Idaho. Idaho. I thought it was a state.
It is, but it has a small town feel. It's got a corner store, a bank, a movie theater, and according to this map, not much else. Only in the formal sense is Idaho a state.
Of America?
Allegedly. It is technically within the borders of North America. It does have two senators, one representative, and this flag.
That's a blank sheet of white paper.
No, it's the flag. Trust me, I looked. It's presided over by a local council who defer to a shadowy leader known simply as the governor.
Sounds fishy.
There are no fish in Idaho. Now, I know what you're saying to yourselves out loud right now. Tay, Kay, Idaho is known for one thing, one thing only. Potatoes. And you would not be wrong. This is not necessarily because Idaho doesn't have anything else going for it.
Which it might.
Who knows what happens there or what they do with their share of the potatoes. It's a mystery. And even a well-planned trip gave us almost no new information whatsoever.
Just driving through the state can ensnare you for life.
It is the only state whose internal borders stretch farther than its external borders, and it is apparently even trickier to get out than it is to get in.
Taylor and I, no strangers to danger, pumped up the research van's tires, filled up our double gulps with Mountain Dew, Code Red, and ventured left upwards towards Idaho.
But when we drew near its borders, our compasses started spinning, and my tom-tom began speaking in Portuguese.
We asked a local gas station attendant for directions, but he only said that he had never heard of such a place, and that we better head back if we knew what was good for us.
Which we didn't. We continued to drive aimlessly for an undetermined amount of time, since all of our clocks froze at 2:16.
It was a while, though. The sun rose a few times.
Though it never seemed to set.
We can't really confirm whether or not we made it there, so most of our Idaho information today is anecdotal, as we have a very special guest on the show. He is a refugee who was formerly a resident of Idaho, Timothy Burnham.
Hi, Timothy.
Hi, thanks for having me on your radio show.
Or what?
It must be a colloquialism.
Mothi. Can I call you Mothi?
You can.
Thank you. Your accent. It's
interesting.
You know, you are the first guest we have had on this show, so this is a, it's a real honor.
For you.
So has everything we said about Idaho been correct so far? Mothi?
He's totally spacing out.
Mothi!
Let's
go to commercial.
You read my mind.
Yeah, go to commercial. Okay.
My father was a man of many talents, a carpenter, a tailor, and a chef. Whichever skill he may have been harnessing, there was always one thing he could rely on, his trusty knife, handed down from his father and his father before that. Whether he was slicing down the middle of a newly laid carpet or a gutted chicken dinner, my father's knife never left his side.
Your day has come.
Who is that?
Your lineage is a lie.
Hey now.
And your father was a coward.
Oh, you listen here.
No, you listen. For millennia, man was slave to the flaccid dysfunctionality of the knife. Those days are long gone. We now have scissors.
Scissors are okay, but...
It's like having two fucking knives working in tandem.
Yeah, but... Can they cut carpet?
Hell yes! I bet had your father used scissors, he would not have spent his final days bedridden with crippling back pain.
Hey, my father was strong. You try cutting carpet out of a room with only a knife.
No! I'm not an idiot like your idiot father or his idiot father. Scissors are strong enough to slice through the thickest shag runner animal hide while still being gentle enough to shape an elegant three-piece suit or cut a child's hair. Try cutting your child's hair with a knife.
I don't have any kids.
Good! If, however, by some global misfortune you coax a woman into carrying your seed, take note of the appalled face your doctor gives you when you try and cut the umbilical cord with a knife.
Well, I mean, obviously, I won't do something like that.
Obviously, you will never be produced unless you start using scissors! Scissors! Man's first choice in cutting stuff, from newborn babes to medical professionals. Scissors! 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 Scissors!
And we are back.
Except Mothi. He was removed.
Just you and me and...
Idaho.
Yeah.
When... when was it... indoctrinated? Ratified?
When did it join the union?
Well,
it never officially did. There are 50 states on the... 50 stars on the American flag, one for every state, plus Washington, D.C., and none for Idaho.
None? Do they get anything?
Does Guam get anything? Do the Maldives? Don't be ridiculous. Some places are more productive than others, and as a result, they get a star. Others, you know...
Still have to earn it.
Correct.
Commercial?
Yeah, let's.
Gee, Kevin, your latest issue of 17 is falling apart at the binding. Have you already read it that many times?
Oh, this? This isn't the latest issue of 17. 17 is too conservative. I'm all about Teen Girl magazine now.
Teen Girl magazine? Is that the exciting new publication chock full of fashion tips, makeup tricks, and the latest gossip on the hunkiest studs?
You bet! Teen Girl magazine is so trendy, so hip, and so sexy that they print two issues a month. That means I've always got a fresh teen girl to handle.
Gee, with so many teen girls showing up at my doorstep, people are going to start looking at me differently.
And without all that boring articles to get in the way, just photo after photo of cute teens and chic tweens wearing the sorts of clothes that girls love and dads hate. Here, take a look.
Wow. It's page after page of what really matters to a contemporary teen girl. Clothes, boys, the summer's cutest bikini brands, which tan lotions make your legs sparkle. Oh, I could just go on and on.
Hey, pal, take your hands off my Teen Girl.
Teen Girl magazine, available at your local pharmacy, grocery store, gun store, gas station, or bookstore. Pick up a copy today.
So, Idaho.
A question arises.
Really?
Yeah, just one.
Go.
Who lives there?
Well, Timothy. Although not longer, I suppose.
Yeah, probably not.
You know, the size of Idaho's population is unknown, but it is believed to be very low, in the tens of thousands at the most. My question is, why would anyone want to live there?
Well, they have very little choice in the matter. Huh. Most people who emigrate from Idaho have few options in place. Without a real public education system, the population, save for the Council of Elders and the governor, is largely illiterate. Idaho has no known metropolitan areas. Its population, it's like butter on toast. Thinly spread and very fatty. 100% starch-based diet will do that to you.
But Idaho wasn't always this way. No, in its heyday, Idaho was a flourishing wilderness populated not by second-rate Americans, but by first-rate thunder lizards. Idaho, if paleontologists are to be believed, contains a vast store of dinosaur bones beneath its soil.
But I guess we'll never know.
No.
But it's nice for Idaho to have a little mystery associated with it. You know, I feel like it deserves that much.
I disagree.
Touche.
Well, that about wraps it up.
Yeah, another job well done.
Absolutely.
That's everything.
Hey, Taylor, you know what time it is?
Oh.
Yes, it is time for listener mail, and I have got, this one is just so, okay, this, we got a listener mail from an 8-year-old girl.
Oh, wow.
Her name is Maggie Blissington, and she from Frankfort, Kentucky, so apparently kids like our show.
Go statewide.
She writes, in crayon, no less.
That's cute.
Dear Tay and Kay, I like your Space Race show. I can't read this, actually. Taylor, will you give this a shot?
No, I won't.
Okay, then. Well, thank you very much for listening. This has been Know It All with Tay and Kay.
I'm Tay.
I'm Kay.
And join us next time when we talk about dinosaurs.
This episode of Know It All with Tay and Kay was brought to you by Nigel's Total Tat.